Okay, so, I guess, yeah, so how long have you been playing violin?
I've been playing violin for about maybe 9 years, or maybe 8. And I started because my parents wanted me to, but then eventually I started enjoying it more, and now I'm playing in a travel youth orchestra.
What kind of, like, piqued your interest once it was up to you, as opposed to your parents?
It was mostly just that I enjoyed the playing of the instrument, and I'm not sure. I just like being creative in some way, and music was how I got that.
And have you, if music is what then made you interested or made you feel creative, have you tried playing other instruments or tried other art forms like drawing or singing things?
I have, but instrumental music is the most interesting to me because I have synesthesia, which means I can smell sounds and I can hear smells, so I get unique expression. I get unique expression out of music.
And I was going to ask you about that because I remember you telling me about that last year. But what is it like to have synesthesia then?
Not that different from not having it. I suppose it distracts me every day. There's basically just problems that are aligned with having it. I mean, massive overstimulation every day. Basically just classics.
What kind of, what music then, how does the music kind of affect you, or how does it feel like? Can you kind of explain what it's like to have synesthesia?
Well, I didn't know I had it until a few years ago. I honestly thought people only had 3 senses, and basically just divided them for some kind of social cue. But I don't have any experience without it, so I can't tell.
That's valid. What kind of music, like, does different music make you, like, feel different, smell things different?
Different kinds of expression makes me feel different things, but none of it is so different that it's, I mean, all music feels the same in some way, but every different key, every different rhythm, every kind of different tone, every expression feels slightly different.
Is there anything that feels, like, bad or unpleasant versus things that make you feel good?
Things that are out of tune or overly dissonant are usually not pleasant.
So then what would you say it's like playing for, when you're just playing in school, what it's like playing with people who may have less talent, to put it nicely?
Yeah, sometimes that's not great, but I still enjoy it nonetheless.
And have you ever written your own music? Or
I have. I performed and composed something last year for the spring concert. And
that is a lie.
Arranging my music.
No, there are times you mess up.
And what kind of, do you ever write music then? Is it difficult to write your own music? Or is it something that kind of feels natural to you, where you can write what feels good just because of your sensation?
Honestly, I try to ignore it because it's something that's unique to me, or it's 1 in 6.4 million. So that means that a lot of other people won't be able to relate to it if I rely on the synesthesia too much.
Would you say that, would you consider it an advantage or a disadvantage, how, in terms of your musical talent?
I would consider it a very large disadvantage.
A disadvantage?
Because it's distracting. I can't smell things that are out of tune from just something standard. For some reason, I appear to have synesthesia in perfect pitch. I'm not sure how that works, but it's just two things that are uniquely that go together.
Would you say, knowing that you have synesthesia, would you say that for someone else who may have it, of the very few people who do, that what instrument would you recommend, or what kind of source of creativity would you recommend?
I don't know. It depends on how people deal with it. If they deal with it by shutting themselves off from noise or whatever senses they are aligned with, then if it is auditory, then I would say music is not usually the best option. If it is visual to olfactory, I would say music is still an option.
Would you say there's a difference, or what the difference between someone playing the violin like you or someone playing a drum, how that may affect them? Like a more aggressive of an instrument?
Seems the same.
The same? Would you recommend specifically the violin to other people looking for, like, a beginner or someone looking to express creativity?
No, I would not. It takes a long time.
Not violin.
It takes a long time to learn, and even after a lot of time playing it, there's just so much music to learn. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of hours of music to memorize. I don't know a lot of music in general. So I would suggest something with a slightly more closed field of interest that's been around for a while, that's cheaper. There's a lot of expensive violins, which I do not own, cost tens of thousands of dollars. So it's costly and it's difficult. I would suggest something else.
And then, do you think you're... Okay, sorry. Thank you for your time then. That was